What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode. I think we're in 51. Episode 51 of Leadership Lean In. Thank you to everyone that leans in, all the leaners out there. Shout out to the Lean In Nation, every leaner out there. We appreciate you. We love you. You, the real MVP. We're back at it. Fall editions. Here we go. Okay, so this is the flow. We're going to do every week. 1 week will be the conversation, and then the next week we will be given a teaching. So this is the teaching week. We're going to jump into some content here. Very excited about it. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you comment below. Make sure you, and by the way, I had a guy that left a nasty comment on the last episode. Don't leave mean comments. We only want positive feedback. That's the world we want to live in, is a world of positivity. So subscribe, comment, share, post. We love it. Okay. I want to talk to you today about, this is the subject, moments matter. Curating and building a life where you understand the power that is in a moment. One moment changes everything. That's what I really believe. One moment, just, it could be on a walk, it could be in a movie, it could be in a conversation. Moments matter in life. And we tend to remember, when we go to an event, we tend to remember the last moment of the event. It erases almost the rest of the event. We remember that the most. I want to talk to you as a leader about the power of a moment. And I want to convince you that as a leader, you can create, in fact, write down number one, create powerful, meaningful moments. I want you to start to think about, how do I create in my home? How do I create in my business? How do I create for the customers I serve, for the students I teach, for the athletes I coach, whatever it is, whatever field you're in? I want to convince you to curate some powerful, meaningful moments. Moments that matter, moments that mark people, moments that encourage people, not moments that define people as failure. Like, I always think, as a sports fan, Final Four, Tar Heels versus Michigan Wolverines, Chris Webber's a freshman, he's dribbling the ball up the court, one of his teammates yells from the bench, call timeout. And that moment marks his life. That moment defines him. So you can be defined by moments of betrayal, moments of abuse, moments where your innocence was taken from you. There's tons of negative moments that can mark your life. But I want to talk to you about creating powerful moments, meaningful, enriching, inspiring. Like, you go around the table and you take a moment to say what we appreciate about this person. My wife is the master of this. She's the master of moments. She is on the quest constantly for creating, I call them magical moments for our kids. It could be trips, ice cream, trying to watch the stars at night. She had on her bucket list this summer, catching fireflies. And we're out there in the summer in Tennessee this moment for my kids, the awe and the wonder that was in their eyes. She's a master of creating moments. I think you could become a master of moments, where you say, you know, in my marriage, I'm going to create moments of romance, moments of intimacy, moments of deep, meaningful conversation. It's my anniversary this week, so, you know, I'm trying to create great moments where we can remember the last 13 years in a positive way. How are you doing when it comes to moments? Here's number two. Suck the marrow out of the moment. Great leaders do this. Great leaders don't just go, yeah, blah, blah, on to the next thing. I don't like that. I like sitting in the moment. Even if it's grief, even if it's pain, even if it's uncomfortable, you have to learn how to suck all the marrow out of a moment. Sometimes for us in the church world, I lead a church. And so, you know, when we get to a moment of prayer or a moment of faith, a moment of ministry, I'm not in a hurry. I want to get everything that this moment has to offer. I don't want like a half of it or 75% of the moment. I want to do my best to be present in the moment and to get everything that this moment has to offer. It's the whole, you know, saying opportunities of a lifetime must be seized within the lifetime of the opportunity. What's that saying saying? This window is going to close. This moment is going to pass. This will not last forever. The season you're in, whether good, bad, it's not going to last forever. I want to take everything I can get out of the moment and get a little bit better because of it. In fact, this moment could change my life. This moment could give me the fuel or the purpose or the reminder or whatever. Don't just blow through the dinner, blow through, you know, the vacation. Just like, we just did it. No, don't go through the motion. Take your time, be present, be available, be sober-minded, take everything you can within your abilities to get everything that's available to you. Here's the last one, number three, allow moments to mark you. I was talking about this last episode, that September 10th, 1999 was a moment. I'm in a car, we're listening to a tape, there's a guy that's talking, there's drama. In fact, I just read this the other day. To enhance your moments, you need elevation, insight, pride, and connection. So I've got elevation in this story. I've got insight that's coming to me, and I've got a connection with another person that's happening in this moment. You need these four factors to create long-lasting, impactful moments. So this moment I'm having, September 10th, 1999, I'm 19 years old. I'm driving up to Big Bear. And I have a moment that marks me. My life will never be the same because of this moment in a car. Now, I can remember where I was. I can remember what it looked like outside, the scenery. I can remember what was being said on the cassette tape because it was a moment. Allow moments to mark you. Now, I say the word allow because you have to take some moments and you have to correctly place them. I will not allow this to define me. I'm affected by this, but it does not define it. I'm marked by the good things. This is a scripture. I love this one. What the enemy intended for harm, the Lord can turn around for good. So God can have the overriding narrative of your life. Joseph, sold into slavery, sold by his brothers, betrayed. That moment marked him, but he let God redefine that marking. So I want to encourage you. Let the moments that are positive. Colin Henderson was talking about this. He was saying the mind only keeps record of negative failure. So you have to find a way to write down the positive moments of your life that marked you for good. Don't be defined, and this is what I'm saying, don't be defined by the negative. Be marked by the positive. So create moments, get everything the moment has. And don't be marked by the bad things that have happened in your life. These are part of your story, but there's an overriding narrative of good. Here's the great word we're using here. There's an overriding narrative of redemption. You are marked by the positive good things that have gone on in your life, not by all the negative things. We all have negative things. We've all gone through stuff. We've all had betrayal. We've all had fallout. We've all had tough seasons, but that doesn't define us. We are defined by not what happens to us, but what we do with what happens to us. And that is the redeeming quality. Moments matter. I want to encourage you, leader, do your best. Not just to see, oh, it's a moment. No, make moments happen around your dinner table, with your children, with your staff, with your team, with the people that matter. Spend your life on moments, not on things. No, on relationships. So we love you. Leadership Lean In. We're back and rocking. We're in the fall. I'm so excited. We'll see you next week.
My name's Preston Sprinkle, and I host the Theology in the Raw podcast. Theology in Raw aims to help believers to think Christianly about theological and cultural issues by engaging in curious conversations with a diverse range of thoughtful people. I have conversations with a wide range of different guests who come from different perspectives, and no topic is off limits. Sexuality, abortion, politics, LGBTQ, warfare, violence, marijuana, immigration, you name it. If you have a theological or cultural issue that you have been wrestling with over 1,100 episodes, we've probably talked about it on Theology in the Raw. Along with conversations with various people, I also address questions sent in from my audience every month. And occasionally, I will talk about some of my latest research projects that I'm currently working on. Theology in the Raw is not for everyone. It is uncut, uncensored, and I don't give trigger warnings. So check out Theology in the Raw through your favorite podcast app.
Do you ever feel like you want to know more about the Bible, but that it's kind of hard to understand? Do you want to share your faith with your friends, but have a hard time figuring out how to do that? Do you want to learn how to connect the Bible to your real life? Well, then this is the show for you. My name is Rachel, and I'm your host. I've been a children's pastor for a long time, and one of my favorite things is helping kids learn how to understand the Bible. I think that sometimes people think that the Bible is just for adults, but God actually really wants kids to know about Him. So on this podcast, we're going to learn all about God's big story and how He shows Himself to us through the Bible. As we learn together what the stories in the Bible mean, we can learn how to live out our faith in our everyday life. Don't forget to subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode.